Can you remember any traditions or stories associated with traveling musicians or street balladeers?
I suppose I should think of the Shaw Band scene, really, for for these stories, right? The stories that the things that might be of interest and I suppose would be funny too. I remember one time when I was with the Shaw Band, I got this new guitar, a Fender guitar, right?
Yeah.
And we were about to play the gig in a place called Gutley Madden. This was only a crossroads, man.
Yeah.
And there was this hurricane blowing on the same day.
Where is this place?
This is up in Galway.
Right.
And it's only a crossroads now. With a petrol pump station and they had no ballroom. It was a tent, a marquee.
Right.
And I wanted to play this guitar, brand new guitar. We had all the stuff rigged up. We've inside.
Right, the Telecaster.
It was a Fender. Let me see now. What was the name of that? Fender
Jaguar.
You got it.
Yeah, thank you.
I couldn't even remember this thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the storm was blowing terrible. It was really bad now. I mean, we were looking at the tent, you know.
Yeah.
And we changed into our band uniforms and stuff.
What was the name of the band then?
The Donnie Collins Show Band.
Right.
From Limerick.
Yeah.
A very popular band in those times, right?
Yeah. What year would this have been?
This was 1961, maybe 62.
Right, yeah.
And tonight, as we had everything rigged up and everything in our bus suits going on, then the tent blowed on top of us, right? And you must appreciate that there was electricity going into this, right? And the water came in as well. The whole thing, we were nearly killed now.
Yeah.
Right, and it blew down on top of us, and we had to run for it and get out of that tent. And when we ran, we had to run across a field, right?
Yeah.
And we went up
carrying your instruments.
Yes. Yeah. And up to here and mud, right?
Yeah.
And it meant like that, all of a sudden, like that, we couldn't play the gig because the whole thing was after blowing down on top of us. I ran up my guitar. We couldn't get the wagon out of the field because it sunk into the mud, and I mean, it was desperate now.
Yeah.
Anyway, to make the story brief, if I can, right, the guy that was actually after putting up the men that were after putting up the marquee, they brought us into this house and we dried out and sort of thing, and cleaned up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But they came back in after and asked them to put the marquee up again in this gale force wind, managed to get it up somewhere, right? Mm. Even though it looked terrible, put back up, right? And asked us to know we'd go out there again. Of course, we didn't, right? We couldn't play the thing anymore. We just soaked to the skin, our band uniforms, and everything was destroyed. And we just had to pack up and go home. And that's just one of the stories that they would expect. You.
Had there been any crowd gathered there?
No.
At this stage, there
was? No, we were looking.
Was this in the evening?
It would have been about 6-7 o'clock in the evening.
What time of the day was it? What time of the year would this have been?
This would have been around, not too cold now, it would have been around, I'd say, maybe now.
Yeah.
April, May.
Yeah.
You know? But it was just one of those storms, like we got on Sunday now.
Yeah.
You know?